Good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carson here, Christian Center Shreveport, in our daily podcast. So glad you joined us today. Prophetic word, I was shown the Lord is releasing new levels of encounters for the hour we're in. So let's listen in. Let's receive this impartation which the Lord is doing right now. Everybody, it's Monday. It is the 13th day of June, 2022. I pray you're having a good day. I am in Colombia, South Africa at this time. South America, not South Africa. South America, ministering down here to a great ministry, La Casa, in Bogota. And we're praying also for the elections that they have coming up here on the 19th. Please be praying for them. They have a communist leftist who is running for office, and also his vice president that's running with him, a full-blown self-confessed witch. And so we really contending for this nation, and we love the people here. I don't have my normal microphone, so my quality of my recording is not going to be as good today, so give me grace there. And you may hear dogs and sounds, and it's Colombia. So it's really interesting here. Lots of sights and sounds. I love it, though. I love the people, love the work here. So glad God's moving in this place. Well, I want to release a word. I really feel like this is a word for us right now. God is releasing these encounters, and I came about it because I was here, and we're trying to hear from heaven concerning this nation. And interesting thing that happened here, we were praying, we were privileged to go pray in their parliament, and the Lord showed me before we went in there and we prayed against this. I've done this before in other countries where the church and the state were in an unholy alliance, and as I've shown this, I saw the Catholic Church, especially here in this country, was trying to make deals in a sense with the government. And so when we were in the parliament, was where the president sits of the parliament, not the president of the country, sitting at his desk, I actually took a picture of it, of all his Catholicism idols that, you know, the Mary, the rosary, all the different things. And so I knew we had tapped into something. That came from a heavenly revelation. And I believe the Lord needs stuff like that. Revelation like that in this hour, because we're going through so many things and we need that. And I want to just speak to that here today for you, because I want everybody activated. One of my favorite stories about this is in Genesis 28, the story of Jacob's ladder, and it describes that. Let me take a second here and read that passage, verses 10 through 17. It says, "Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones and placed it under his head, and he lay down in that place, and he had a dream. And behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac, the land in which you lie. I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out from the west and the east and to the north and the south. And in you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place? It's none other than the house of God, the gate of heaven, Bethel. You know it well. So that's this backstory of what happened to him. That's obviously a dream for their nation, for Israel, for their future. Also describing, you know, that the Lord wants to speak to him about the future. So in this dream, he's told what God is going to do for him by giving him land and his children, that they're going to be very numerous. So what is the ladder in the dream? It's part of the message of how it relates to Jacob and his heirs. And I guess the question is, how does it relate to us right now? When you have this ascending and descending encounter with the Lord during this time. And so the story here, or what is the ladder in the dream? The better part about this is we see that God is trying to speak two different stories. Or there's two other stories that are similar to this, a better way of putting it. Prior to this encounter, we see Jacob had just received this blessing from Isaac, but Esau is angry, so he's on the run. He leaves his family and he heads to Beersheba to Haran, from Beersheba to Haran. And he has purpose, or he has a purpose, but he's running from it rather than to it. And so he comes to this place. He falls asleep. He has a dream. He names that place Bethel. And he says, this is none other than the house of God. A house is a dwelling place. Let's remember that for our future understanding. Let's look at for another type of incident in Scripture that's like this. We see something similar when Jacob is leaving Laban with the blessing of Rachel and family, and he's going back to Canaan. And it says in the 31st chapter, 1 and 2, it says, now as Jacob went on his way, the angels of God met him, and Jacob said to him when he saw them, this is God's camp. So he named that place Mahanaim. Now, the angel appears. He says, this is God's camp, and he names it Mahanaim, which in the Hebrew root word, means to incline, to decline, raise coming down, and from a place to abide. So it's pitching of a tent is actually what that means here. So in the latter encounter, Jacob encountered a place. He was an observer, not a participant. In the encounter, the angels encounter him directly. He is the full participant. So why did things change? And let's look at an encounter similar here in Genesis 11, verse 4. And he said, let us come build for ourselves a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. So like the latter encounter, the angelic encounter, there are two dimensions being touched. Babel encounter, man is trying to start on earth and go to the heavenlies. The difference is they wanted to make a name for themselves. The other two encounters, God is trying to make a name for himself. So what was the purpose of each structure? The tower was to try to reach earth to heaven, from earth to heaven. The ladder, the angelic encounter, was to bring heaven and heavenly beings to earth. And I think that's the word for us right now. The latter was bridging both realms to bring heaven to earth, to establish his name in the earth. In the first encounter, we saw that God was coming to establish a holy nation, a royal priesthood. That's what we're a part of, guys. And when Jacob and Israel become that holy nation, then the nation becomes the latter, that ladder to leave the mark of God on the earth. So in the first encounter, it starts with Jacob along running from his purpose, and he finds a ladder. It ends with the reverse circumstances, as Jacob is on his way back home, running to his purpose. I hope you're catching this. He is not alone now, as he and his family with him, and they will become the tribes of Israel. So the dream is coming to pass. The nation is being born, just like he saw when the ladder came down. So Jacob becomes the ladder. It's not just the ladder speaking, you know, heaven and earth, but he becomes it. His life is bringing God's nature and presence into the earth. He fled in wrath, but he comes back to reconcile with his brother. He meets angels that are coming to meet him, not just for an encounter, but to be aligned with him. This is what happens when you run toward your purpose. Catch this, please. When you run toward your purpose, heaven partners with you. And we need a whole company of people right now who are running toward their purpose. I'm in Colombia right now because the Lord opened the nations again. I had a dream. I shared it on one of these podcasts a while back where the Lord told me the nations were going to pop open. It was going to happen very rapidly. And so now Colombia opened, no mandates. I didn't have to have any, you know, jab or anything to get here. And so God opened it up. And so now we know that that's a new realm for me. So I'm running toward my purpose. I could stay home. I could stay where it's safe. I could not engage the culture again and engage the realm again. But this is where I'm running to it. So I know angelic and activity is coming to me and to our team because we have a whole team here. It's not just me. We have our whole team here. And that's what I want you to understand. When you run toward it, you're going to get the encounters. So these angels are not different. They were in the latter dream too. Not ladder. You know, they were in the latter dream. They haven't changed. Jacob has changed. He wasn't asleep this time. And this change allows him to become the ladder where heaven and earth meet together and manifest through human actions. Look, when we are obedient, we become his ladder to affect the earth and to build a name for him. This makes things right like it did with his brother, Esau. So the dream is real now, and the place is the house of God, which we are that tent where he dwells. Now remember, he names the second place a camp or a tent. Jacob and we, both of us, are heirs to this very promise, and none other than the house of God where angels ascend and descend. And I am releasing this as a prophetic word for all of us today, that we are at a moment, mainly, I think, because we need it, that angels are going to come and ascend and descend, even when we've been running from our call, but they're actually going to speak to us to run to our call. Now, the cost and the fear was real to Jacob. The cost was he could lose his family. Esau was a powerful man. He was a great hunter. So obviously he was very weaponized, if you want to say that. And that's why he split up the camp. Remember when Jacob came back, he split up the camp in fear that he could lose his family. So he didn't want to lose them all. So he took precautions and split up the camp because of the fear. But when you have a destiny and you have a purpose, you must trust the Lord that he's going to work it out. Even your enemies will not destroy you when you're running to your purpose. Now, we're running to our purpose here in this nation as I speak to you right now. And we're just partnering with the ecclesia here. We are not saying we are the end-all answer to all their problems. We are just partnering with them. Many ways in the spirit, they're way ahead of us. In the worship realm, they are amazing down here. And but in other areas, we have our gifts. And the Lord told me we would cross-pollinate. So this is the angelic encounters that God is bringing with us while we come here to engage powers, principalities, whatever, even our enemies that are here, and the enemies of God, because that's what we want to see. And when we do this, when we die to self and God sees this, we get broken, contrite for this, that's when God partners with us and sends the angelic realm. I'm speaking over you today. This goes down to your base level, your family, where you are, what you're going through, but it also speaks to the future and what God's going to do for our cities, for our nations. And we're believing for this. So I am giving this podcast today as a picture of a revelatory release for all of you that if you're running toward your purpose, you're going to build a place, a tent, a tabernacle in a sense. It's you, I get that. But it's you, it's a place where he will abide. And I don't want to have to just go from encounter to encounter. I want it to be an abiding place where he speaks to me at all times for whatever crisis I'm in. Whatever place I'm in. So for you, I need you guys engaged so that wherever you are in the nations, in your nation, in your earth, I just pray right now that it would be upon you, that you would have these encounters. I believe with all my heart right now that God is releasing this. It's a moment in time, prophetic time. So, Father, I pray for everybody here right now as they're listening to this podcast, that they would receive the grace to recognize when they run toward their purpose, you're running with them and for them and to them. And Lord, I thank you right now that you're releasing heaven's encounters, ladder, that we would become the ladder. We would become that place where heaven and earth would come and speak to us, and we speak into the earth. I bless the listener today. May your hand be upon them, Father. In the name of Yeshua, be strengthened today and in the days ahead. In the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day on these platforms. As usual, don't forget our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and our app. All our ministries on there, everything we're doing, and we want you to be a part of that. We are in a critical hour, and you must make yourself equipped. Prepare yourself, as the Word says, to be that bride. And we want to be an access point to you and to lead and help lead you to that place. So thanks again for following us. You can go to our website again. Like I said, you can sow there as well. Look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. See you.